It's a joy and a blessing for me this morning to celebrate two sacraments that the Church calls Dominical Sacraments. And they're called Dominical Sacraments because they were given to us by Dominus, the Lord Jesus himself. In baptism, which we celebrate now, we are washed by the Holy Spirit and our sins forgiven. And the notion of a little child's sins being forgiven may strike us as somewhat ridiculous, as absurd, but the essence of baptism is that we are, for the moment, washed clean and made perfect and pure in God's sight and welcomed into God's family, the Church, welcomed into the company of the rest of us who have immediately fallen back into sin, to be forgiven again and again and again by the love of God in Jesus Christ. The blessed water of baptism this morning will be from the River Jordan, where Jesus himself was baptized and where Jesus himself heard God say, "You are my beloved Son, you are my beloved," and we are God's beloved. You will be welcome to touch the water, make the sign of the cross in the remembrance of your own baptism and in renewal of your own baptism. And I declare to you that the water that will baptize Nora will wash you fully as clean, pure, and sinless as this beautiful child of God. I cannot help it. In the peace that follows the baptism, I may even sprinkle you with water, as I am wont to do if there's water being used in the house. I may sprinkle you with the blessed holy water of baptism to make sure that you get hit with at least a drop of its cleansing power. And when it hits you, then you understand that that's the Holy Spirit. In the Eucharist, the Holy Communion that follows, everyone present, no matter who you are or what you are invited and welcome to come forward and receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, and in so doing, receive Christ himself as your Lord and Savior. Because you see, in our worship this morning, our font is the River Jordan with Jesus as he comes up out of the water. And our altar, the communion table, is in that upper room with Jesus at the Last Supper. And so this is that river, and you are there. This is that meal, and you are there. And for this holy moment, you are without sin, and there is no distance, time, or space between you and Jesus Christ. Between you and the love of God the Father. Luke's gospel this morning begins with the summary of the law. Nothing in heaven above or in earth beneath or in the water under the earth is more important to God than love. That we love God and others kindly, generously. That we seek and serve Christ, our neighbor, in every person, whether friend, neighbor, or enemy, foe. This is the summary of the law. This is what our baptismal covenant is all about. This is what the gospel of the Good Samaritan is all about. This is what our Lord's Supper is all about. And you will hear, do you believe, do you believe, do you believe? And then will you, will you, will you, will you, will you? Will you continue? Will you persevere, repent, and return? Will you proclaim? Will you seek and serve? Will you strive and respect? All well and good for that first part, for claiming to believe. It is the baptismal will yous, the baptismal will yous that are the very essence of the gospel of love that binds us as one with the Lord Jesus. The candidate for holy baptism will now be presented.